Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Words Like Loaded Pistols, The Power of Rhetoric from the Iron Age to the Information Age by Sam Leith, is a nonfiction study of rhetoric, the art of persuasion through language. Rather than treating rhetoric as an obscure academic subject or a synonym for empty political spin, the book presents it as a central force in public life, private communication, and cultural history. Leith traces how persuasive speech and writing have been understood from classical antiquity through modern media, showing that the techniques of influence remain constant even as platforms change. The book blends intellectual history with practical observation, using examples from political speeches, literature, religious discourse, and contemporary communication to show how arguments are shaped, delivered, and received. Its purpose is both explanatory and corrective. It seeks to recover rhetoric as a serious discipline and to help readers recognize how language guides belief, emotion, and action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rhetoric is presented as a universal human practice, not a decorative extra. A central idea in the book is that rhetoric is not limited to formal speeches or public debates. Leith treats persuasion as something built into ordinary communication, because people constantly adapt their language to different audiences, goals, and situations. This makes rhetoric a practical human habit rather than an elite skill reserved for politicians or scholars. The book emphasizes that even criticism of rhetoric depends on rhetorical choices, since any attempt to persuade others requires selection, emphasis, and framing. That argument matters because it challenges the common assumption that rhetoric is somehow opposed to sincerity or truth. Instead, Leith suggests that all meaningful communication involves shaping how ideas are received. By presenting rhetoric this way, the book broadens the subject from a narrow study of speeches into a general account of how language works in social life. Readers come away understanding that persuasion is not an occasional event, but a constant feature of conversation, media, and public argument. Secondly, the classical canons provide the book's historical structure for understanding persuasion. Leith organizes much of his discussion around the classical tradition, especially the five canons of rhetoric: invention, arrangement, style, memory, and delivery. These categories give the book a framework for explaining how effective persuasion is built, not merely improvised. Invention concerns what arguments to make. Arrangement concerns how to order them. Style concerns the phrasing and tone. Memory concerns retention and internal readiness. And delivery concerns voice, gesture, and performance. The value of this structure is that it shows rhetoric as a craft with multiple moving parts. A speaker can have strong ideas but fail through poor organization or weak delivery, which means persuasion depends on more than logic alone. Leith uses this classical framework to connect ancient theory with modern practice, making the historical material useful rather than merely antiquarian. The result is a model of rhetoric that helps readers understand why some arguments persuade while others, even if factually strong, do not achieve the same effect. Thirdly, ethos. Pathos and logos are treated as interdependent forces rather than separate tools. Another major theme is the relationship among ethos, pathos, and logos, the classical appeals that shape persuasive language. Leith shows that effective rhetoric rarely relies on pure reasoning alone. Logos, or logical argument, matters, but it must usually be supported by ethos, the speaker's credibility, and pathos, the ability to move an audience emotionally. This balance explains why some speeches persuade in ways that data-heavy explanations do not. A speaker who seems trustworthy may carry more force, while a speech that stirs fear, hope, or indignation can redirect how listeners interpret facts. The book does not present emotion as a flaw in argument. Instead, it treats emotional response as one of the basic mechanisms through which people decide. That insight is important because it reveals how persuasion actually operates in politics, advertising, and public life. By showing these appeals as interconnected, Leith avoids the simplistic idea that rhetoric is either rational or manipulative. He presents it as a composite art in which reasoning, character, and feeling work together to shape belief. Fourthly, the book follows rhetoric through history to show its adaptability and political force. Leith's historical sweep is one of the book's defining features. He traces rhetoric from classical Greece and Rome through Christian preaching, Renaissance writing, Enlightenment politics, and modern mass communication. This movement across eras is not just chronological decoration. It demonstrates that rhetoric survives because it adapts to changing institutions and technologies. The same basic persuasive principles appear in courtrooms, churches, pamphlets, parliamentary debate, wartime speeches, and broadcast media. The book uses this historical range to show that rhetoric has never been merely ornamental. It has shaped civic life, religious authority, revolutionary movements, and national leadership. By including both admired and troubling figures, Leith also underscores rhetoric's moral ambiguity. It can elevate public discourse, but it can also be used for coercion, propaganda, and deception. That double edge gives the history its force. Rhetoric is powerful, precisely because it can organize collective belief and action. The historical method therefore helps readers see persuasion as a recurring force in civilization rather than a feature of any single era. Lastly, the modern relevance of rhetoric lies in recognizing persuasion in media, politics, and daily life. Although the book is historically grounded, its practical point is contemporary. Leith argues that modern readers are surrounded by rhetorical activity in news coverage, campaigns, advertising, social media, and everyday conversation. This matters because many people dismiss rhetoric as mere spin while still being influenced by it constantly. The book encourages readers to become more attentive to how messages are framed, what emotions they trigger, and what assumptions they smuggle in. That analytical habit is one of the book's main contributions, since it turns rhetorical awareness into a form of critical literacy. At the same time, Leith suggests that understanding rhetoric also improves one's own communication. Readers learn to see how persuasion works from the inside, which can help them write, speak, and argue more effectively. The modern relevance of the book is therefore twofold. It helps readers resist manipulation, and it helps them participate more thoughtfully in public life. In that sense, the book treats rhetoric as a practical skill for a media-saturated age. In conclusion, Words Like Loaded Pistols is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible account of how persuasion works across history and in everyday life. It will appeal to students of communication, politics, literature, journalism, public speaking, and anyone who wants to understand why some messages persuade while others fail. The book offers intellectual benefits by connecting classical rhetorical theory with modern examples, making a long tradition feel relevant rather than remote. It also offers practical value by sharpening attention to framing, credibility, emotional appeal, and argument structure. What makes it stand out from many books about communication is its historical depth. Instead of reducing persuasion to tips, formulas, or self-help techniques, Leith shows that rhetoric is a durable cultural practice with philosophical, political, and ethical dimensions. That broader perspective gives the book more range than a standard guide to speaking well. It is especially useful for readers who want to think critically about public language, while also improving their own ability to use it responsibly. The result is a book that is both interpretive and practical, with enough context to deepen understanding and enough clarity to remain approachable. If you would like to support Sam Leith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.